Hey guys, welcome back to Open Language. This is Connor.
And this is Adam.
Today we're bringing back something. We're bringing back the jazz.
That's right. We're going to be jazzing it up a little bit. It's basically, last year we did a lot of songs, and then for some reason we stopped singing.
But we know you guys love to sing, and we love to sing.
That's right. And it's also a really good way to learn some cool phrases.
Yeah, for sure. So this song is called Autumn in New York.
And it makes sense because autumn is here.
Yeah.
We are not in New York, but when we listen to this song,
we feel like
we're in New York. So forgive me if I kind of forget this format. It's been a while. But what we're going to do is break it down into three parts.
Yeah.
So we're going to listen to the first verse of this song, and then we'll come back and talk about, I don't know, what it feels like to be in New York in the autumn.
And then we'll do the second part and explain again, and finally the third part and explain.
So are you guys with us? Well, I hope so, because here comes the song.
Here it comes. Okay, so we just heard some jazzy New York lyrics.
Sure.
And, let's take a look at the first line. Autumn in New York, why does it seem so inviting?
Inviting. Okay, so you guys know invite as a verb. Maybe even as a noun.
Yeah.
Like here is your invite.
Yeah, yeah. Please invite me to the party or I will be sad.
Right. But here it's an adjective.
Yeah, inviting. I think of this like the word attractive.
Because I think about like an inviting smile, like an attractive person would have an inviting smile. It means like come talk to me.
It makes you want to go there and or do something, something that seems really nice.
Sure. So also I would think about like where I used to live. There was a really ugly old house that did not look so inviting. And there's a mean dog
In
front of the house.
Or like a couch. If I'm really tired and I see a really comfortable couch, the couch looks really inviting.
Come to me, Connor.
So New York is very inviting, but why?
Well, you know, it's something about the thrill of first nighting.
There's the rhyme. Inviting first nighting.
And it's, I don't know if it's a good rhyme. I honestly, guys, I don't even know what it means. First nighting. Maybe it means like your first night in New York.
Yeah, I think that's what it's going for here. It's not a real word, but as you know, this is a song.
Right.
So you're allowed to kind of make up new words.
Sure. Yeah. Now, thrill is a real word.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
So thrill is kind of like excitement.
Thrill. People who like to go on roller coasters, they like the thrill. It's that feeling.
Yeah, of just, well, being thrilled.
Being thrilled. Ooh, the adjective there.
The adjective, I mean, you guys, maybe you're kind of bored of hearing me say this, a very boring thing, but just keep in mind there are two
Yes.
And thrilling.
Yes.
So the roller coaster that Connor just said is very thrilling.
Right, right.
Hopefully you will be thrilled.
Mm-hmm, yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, those ED adjectives are about your feeling.
Right, right, right.
Yeah.
Now, of course, when I say thrilled, mm-hmm. I'm usually a little bit sarcastic.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
I'm
yeah.
thrilled to be here.
I'm thrilled to be here. Yeah, it's a pretty strong word, so you can use it as kind of a joke.
Right, right, yeah. right, right.
But not here, because, I mean, I've heard stories about New York, and I've heard it's quite thrilling.
Yeah, I would love to experience that thrill myself.
Mm-hmm. And I think part of the reason is all the glittering crowds and shimmering clouds.
Okay. Rhymes, right? Great rhymes again.
Yeah, yeah.
These words remind me of, we did a song last Christmas,
mm-hmm.
and it was a Michael Bublé Christmas song.
Dun-dun-dun.
And I think he said glittering and shimmering.
Right.
Because these words really make me think about Christmas.
Yeah, like glittering Christmas trees.
Yeah, or shimmering.
Yeah.
Tinsel
and Christmas lights.
Christmas lights, that's right.
Yeah. So glittering and shimmering, they're both kind of like shining,
yes,
right?
Yes, exactly.
Kind of different, though, like, it just depends on how you use them, I think, right?
Yeah, and I mean, to be honest with you guys, again, this is a song,
mm-hmm.
so when you're going to use glittering, mm-hmm. it's probably not going to be with crowds.
Right, yeah.
Shimmering might be with clouds,
mm-hmm.
but I think Connor is right to say, like, shimmering lights.
Yes, shimmering lights. Glittering, you could say, like a glittering necklace.
Yeah.
It's sparkling. Sometimes shimmering, if you look at water on the ocean or on a lake, the water, the light is like shimmering. It's shining on the water.
Right,
mm-hmm.
right. Okay, guys, well, let's go ahead and listen to part two.
All right.
And find out what else we have in New York.
Yeah.
It's autumn in New York. That brings the promise of new love. Autumn in New York. It's often mingled with pain. Dreamers with empty hands may sigh for exotic lands. It's autumn in New York. It's good to live it again.
All right, so we just heard verse number two in this really jazzy song, Autumn in New York.
Mm.
And I'm feeling that this is a very promising song.
Yes, because it brings the promise of new love. That's what New York does.
Yeah, yeah. If you've ever heard New York is a romantic place, I would say Paris is more romantic, but we'll say New York is romantic.
A different kind of romantic.
Yes,
right?
Yeah.
Because sometimes romantic doesn't need to be about,
ooh,
you know, ooh,
okay,
la la.
Yeah, yeah.
It's about dreams.
Ah, yes. So kind of the romance of the city.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And it brings this promise. So bring, okay? It's not really carrying something. We just use, it comes with promise. It has promise.
Well, I mean, mm-hmm. when you say something brings the promise mm-hmm. of something, mm-hmm. it's very abstract.
Yes.
Like
yes.
the when we killed the goat, it brought the promise of a good harvest.
Good harvest, yeah. So it's kind of like, you could say promising. Something is very promising.
Right.
That just means that it has good, we say potential.
Potential.
It could be a good thing. So when you go to New York, it's promising. You may find love.
Hope so. I hope so. But remember, guys, that autumn in New York is also often mingled with pain.
Right, yeah, mingle here. This is a great word if you're going to meet some new people.
Yeah, you got to go to a party. Mm-hmm. You got to go mingle.
Yeah, I know there's some people who hate mingling because it's a lot of small talk.
Yeah, it's tough, and you have to say, you know, like, oh, yes, I work for a podcast in China.
Yeah, it's
a very good podcast.
Yeah, how's the weather? Yes. So mingling is like mixing with people.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, and exactly, like people do not enjoy it. Mm-hmm. Now, in this case, mingled with pain, when we're not talking about parties, at least when I'm not talking about parties,
right.
I don't often use the word mingle.
Right.
I really only use it talking about these parties.
Yeah, parties. Or yeah, mingling. Yeah, exactly. But again, this is a song, so we can. It just means that New York is mixed. There's some pain. New York has some pain.
With the love, right?
Yes, of course. Pain and love. Ooh. Oh, that sounds so deep. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of deep, we have the Dreamers.
Yes.
Right? The Dreamers always dream, and with their empty hands, because they probably don't have a job. They're just dreaming.
Yeah.
They sigh for exotic lands.
Oh, they sigh. So sigh is this feeling. And, you know, sometimes you may sigh and it may be for a good thing, but it also can be for a bad thing just as much.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I mean, usually, like when I think about sigh now, I think about a lot of those emojis.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Kind of like you just see it, the eyes rolled back. You're such an idiot.
Yeah. Sometimes, right. Or, you know, it could be you applied for a job and you passed. You got the job. A sigh of relief.
A sigh of relief.
Yeah.
I suppose there also could be like that super positive sigh of just like finally made it to, you know, your vacation.
Yeah.
And you sit down on the beach and just sort of like,
that's kind of that sigh of relief again. Mm-hmm. So this one is kind of a sigh. They're reaching, almost reaching. They want something. They want these exotic lands.
Okay, so exotic has two meanings.
Yeah.
Kind of related.
Yep.
One of them is just really different.
Yes. Yeah, different. Exotic food.
Exotic food. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. But most people like to think about exotic beauty.
Yes. Yeah. So again, it's kind of like different, like exotic, we often say from other countries.
Right.
Exotic culture, something that we're really not used to as well.
And we like, kind of like it.
We like it. Yeah, we like often, for me, I don't know, people from other countries when they have accents, like a nice Italian accent, it's exotic.
Hey, you gotta listen to me.
Yeah, and we enjoy it.
Hey, for sure. Yeah, I mean, and this happens in cultures all over the world, right? Mm. Some people think that, you know, very dark skin is exotic.
Yeah.
Other people think very light skin is exotic.
Right. So exotic lands, of course, in this case is just, you know, foreign countries.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, foreign places.
Okay, so it's still autumn in New York. It's still good to live it again. Why don't we go ahead and listen to part three?
All right. The final verse of Autumn in New York. And, even though there are some, you know, it's mingled with some pain and there's some sighs for exotic lands, it does transform the slums.
Okay, so let's start with slums.
Right.
Because I like this word.
Yeah.
The slums are the bad places.
Yeah, if you find the poor places, usually the houses are you know, they can't even protect from the rain.
Yeah. There was a really famous movie. Was it last year? Maybe the year before. An Indian movie. Slumdog Millionaire.
Yes, Slumdog. A Slumdog, yeah, he's a person who lives in, you know,
the slums.
The slums. And he became a millionaire.
And then the other thing I would think about, because I used to live in a, it wasn't the slums, but it was a pretty terrible place.
Yeah.
The landlord.
Oh,
if
yeah.
they own like a really bad old building, call them a slumlord.
It's a slum. Yeah. A slumlord. Yeah. You could use that as well. Like, oh, my place is a slum.
Yeah.
It's not a good place. So, but what about transforms?
Well, that's the thing is transform is change.
Yes.
Like really, really change.
Mm-hmm. And it's often, I think of it, it's often like in a good way. I had a really good experience and it transformed my life.
Right. So you wouldn't say like, you know, getting robbed and beaten up transformed my life.
Yeah, right.
But maybe, you know, like going to India again and doing that yoga vacation.
Yeah. Or just, you know, very simply, the internet has transformed communication in the world.
Sure. What else would we say? Transform. Even on like TV shows, you see people come on for a makeover, like a beauty makeover.
Yeah.
So this makeup can transform you into a new, beautiful person.
Right. And so this is transformed into Mayfair. Now, Mayfair, this is what is Mayfair? So it's, I believe, just a hotel, like a fancy hotel in New York City.
Right.
Yeah. But that's not really important here, though.
No.
Right. So let's go on to the next part. Then it's transforming a slum into Mayfair. Now, Mayfair, this is just, it's a hotel in New York City.
It's a really nice hotel, right? It's not a slum.
Right, yeah, not a slum. So it's something much nicer than that.
Right, and so because autumn in New York is so amazing, it can even transform a slum into this really big hotel.
Right.
You will not need a castle in Spain.
Right. It's like, it's kind of comparing it to, Spain has these beautiful castles. Mm. Well, you're going to feel like you have a castle in New York.
Right. Mm-hmm. And now, the next line is, it's another rhyme here.
Yes.
Lovers bless the dark on benches in Central Park.
Oh, okay. Yes. So, the darkness, you know, nighttime can be scary in a city, but this is like lovers, romantic, you know, couples. They're blessing the dark. They're making it better. They're making it more happy.
And then where are they doing that?
Oh, yes. On benches in Central Park.
Okay. So Central Park is that huge Central Park.
Yes.
It's right in the center.
It's in the center, Central Park, and it's famous. You can see it from space. It's
really?
So big. A little bit from space.
A little bit from space.
Yeah, it's a big park.
Okay, there's only one more thing that I feel we should say before we move on. These last two verses, they both ended with the phrase, it's autumn in New York, and it's good to live it again.
Right, yeah. So live it. Not live.
It's not live it.
No.
Now, one thing here, though, is, you know, when we live, it's kind of weird to think of, like, living something, right? Because we just live.
Right, we just live, yeah.
But in this case, you know, what you're living is autumn.
Right.
So we just say, you know, just live it.
Yeah, live it. Yeah, it's kind of like experience it.
Right.
It's good to experience New York again, to relive.
Right. Mm-hmm. So you guys might be wondering, all right, what the heck are Adam and Connor talking about here? What we really want to do is just kind of focus on, there's so many words like live, life, live, that a lot of English students sometimes confuse.
Yes.
So we're just going to put those right into the grammar section.
Mm-hmm.
Often songs are not super grammatical, as you might have noticed in this one.
Yeah.
But I do think that's a good point that you guys should check out.
Yes. Make sure you check out the grammar section. And yeah, that's all we have for today. Let us know what you think about New York.
Yeah, or jazz.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Lots of good words in there. We did say that, you know, it's a song, so that grammar is not as important so much, but you know, these are really useful ways to learn English always.
Absolutely.
Through music.
Absolutely. And at the end of the day, like, music really is a great way to understand the culture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So let us know in the comments what you thought, and we look forward to seeing them. Talk to you later.
Okay, bye guys.